Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
I need an undeniably, certifiably, ridiculously perfect grad gift for, say, $25?
Got it. You need...
Wait. Don't you need to know which grade?
Is it preschool, kindergarten, fifth grade, middle school, or high school?
Oh, yeah.
Then the undeniably, certifiably, ridiculously perfect grad gift is an Ohio 529 plan.
Oh, with $25?
Yep. You can give to an existing account or start one on your own in minutes. Just go to 529GiftCentral at collegeadvantage.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
School absenteeism has been described as hugely alarming by the Education Minister, Helen McEntee, because over 110,000 primary and 65,000 secondary school students missed more than 20 days or more of school in the 2022 to 2023 school term. So how do you tackle it? Our reporter Josh Crosby was out and about on the streets of Dublin today asking people their thoughts.
I think the parents probably need to be looked at a little bit and see what they're doing on their end.
TY anyways, it's a bit irrelevant. So I know myself, I just skipped because there was no real point going in. So then when you got to like fifth and sixth, for me anyways, it was just better going to the library.
What do you think could be ways to, I suppose, improve? Or
I'd say more like a personalised study plan, like for different people going through Leaving Cert and everything. Because like we didn't get engineering or woodwork or anything. So I had to do like physics. But then even some of that wasn't what I kind of wanted and wasn't catered to the course that I'm doing now.
I think the schools are doing a good job. Like it's not really on them. They can only do so much and it's up to the parents and up to the kids themselves whether if they want to do it or not, you know.
Kids missing school, probably at home playing with the Playboy. Is that what they got? No, the Game Boy.
Slight difference there.
Slight difference. Yeah, I don't know with that, you know.
But what do you think could be done to, I suppose, improve the figures? Or
a lot of parents probably shirk their responsibilities and just sort of, you know, leave them.
Were you able to DOS when you were a young fella?
I never DOSed and I never mitched school either. Now that's a lie.
Yeah, we want to hear your thoughts on tackling school absenteeism. 087 1400 106. Simon Lewis is the principal of an Educate Together school in Carlow. Is school absenteeism hugely alarming, first of all, Simon?
Hi, Andrea. Great to talk to you again. Yeah, it definitely has increased hugely in the last number of years. And, you know, there's never one reason for it, but I could probably pinpoint three potential reasons, all probably linked a little bit. I think the first was probably, I don't know if you remember, when people started going on holidays in Ireland, the travel companies figured out that they could rise the prices during the school holidays and have them cheaper outside the school holidays. And that's one, not a very major reason, but definitely one that we have to acknowledge. The other one, though, was COVID. COVID is a major it's a major factor. Before COVID came along, we would have had, and most schools on average have about 95% attendance. That's what you're sort of aiming for, between 95 and 99% attendance. But during COVID, obviously that went way, way, way down. And when we started returning to schools, I mean, the advice for parents was to keep your child off school no matter what, if they were sniffling or anything like that. And as we, you know, eased away from that a little bit, attendance is still very, very low. And we're in and around, you know, between, I think we're up to about 90-92%, which is quite significant. And then finally, and I think this is where the government probably can take the blame on this one, that during the recession, we have these people called educational welfare officers, EWOs, and their job is to check children are in school. And I remember, you know, 10, 15 years ago, when I had a child missing 20 days of school or more, I would give her a call and she would contact the family immediately. These days, you know, that just doesn't happen. They
doesn't
just
happen.
Don't have the numbers.
And I wonder, yeah, is the very nature of the, you know, the threat of that being removed, Simon, is that why parents are more likely, as you say, you know, if the kid is sniffle or a cough or very legitimate or flu, whatever it is, you keep them at home, you don't bring them into school. But now the fact that nobody's likely to ring, you're more likely to do it.
I mean, I think I should say that if a child is sick, they shouldn't go to school. That's for sure. And if we've learned nothing else, that's fair enough. But I think for other reasons, that threat being removed, I remember, and this is only anecdotal, really, I mean, it's only my experience. I was on a holiday myself, and it was outside of school time, and I was chatting in a queue with some parents, and they were telling me about a trip they were on last time, and they sort of had this idea that you're allowed, it's almost a target, to reach 20 days, and then you're after that, you'll get into trouble. And I kind of thought, gosh, that, I mean, this is just a family I met in the queue, and I kind of thought, God, maybe that is in the psyche of Irish parents. I'm not sure, but it was just something I was surprised to hear.
Tracy's with me on the line in Tipperary. Stay with us, Simon, if you can. What's your thoughts on this? How do you think we should tackle missing kids from school, Tracy?
We definitely need a consequence for parents. It's like that, as you said, that phone call. It would be, and now I personally keep my child in school all the time, as much as I can. Like, she wouldn't miss school unless she was sick or had an appointment or something like that. And like the study you were looking at in 2022-2023, wasn't it?
Mm.
My daughter actually had a full year of attendance. She didn't miss any days.
She got the certificate at the end. I remember this was like a goal, yeah, you used to get at the end of school. You know, you get a certificate, yeah, at the end if you had full attendance.
If you get the good attendance, yeah. Oh, yeah, she was pure delighted. It's,
yeah,
a great encouragement for kids to stay attending. Maybe in sentence even like that for even parents or something that think they can go on holidays. Because I know a few parents that do go on holidays and take the kids with them during school term because it's cheaper and it's the only way they can afford a holiday.
Yeah, I know, and I'm reluctant to, you know, to kind of beat those parents either, because like I know it is difficult, and I can only imagine if you're, yeah, working hard all year and the only way you can afford to bring the kids away is to maybe pull them out of term for a week or something, that's fine. But
yeah,
I suppose, you know, I also know of other people who take the kids out in February and in March and in April, and they'll be gone again now for a week in May, you know, and at what point,
yeah,
do you draw the,
yeah,
line?
Exactly. If they're taking more than one holiday, they should be kind of called up on it.
When do you call parents or pull parents up on this, Simon? Or are they, you know, is there any question about why they're not in?
I mean, the thing is, it's a difficult thing to do because every family has different circumstances. For example, you might have a family who've migrated to Ireland, and the only way they can get back to what their native country might be during the school term because, you know, to see grandparents and things like that. But then, yeah, as you say, if the families that are gone, and really, you know, also it depends on the context of the family too. I mean, I don't like to be ringing. I mean, again, I don't have the time to be ringing parents up for this kind of,
yeah,
stuff. And I kind of feel it really is the education welfare's job to make sure that if children are missing school, that's what they used to. I mean, this is what they used to do. I mean, as I said, I used to ring my EWO, and she would be on to them within the day.
She'd be
on. And then there'd be targets put in place, and they would have to fulfil them. And it was as simple as that.
Like 20 days is still, it's a month. It's a child, mm-hmm, missing a month beyond the regular school breaks that everybody else gets. It's a lot of time.
Yeah, it is.
My
it is a lot of time.
Does the Aladdin app. I don't know if it's used in many schools, but I got a notification recently that my daughter had missed 10 days. She was now due to illness, but do you know that notification came in?
Yeah, so there was a notification to say why
yeah,
isn't she in, Tracy?
Missed,
or
It's just basically saying she has missed this many days this year. Be mindful of her missing more days.
Mm. And you think that's a good idea?
A
so you think
reminder.
It's worth having?
Yeah, it is, because I kind of went, whoa, I didn't realise it was 10 days, do you know?
Yeah.
It kind of gave me a bit of a shock.
So there's no harm in a little reminder and an incentive, Tracy, in your view?
There is no harm in it, yeah. If they constantly do it, like if a child has missed over a certain amount, even 10 days like that, the little reminder makes you kind of take a look back and go, okay, I'll have to be careful now. We won't be planning any events or days away or anything like that.
Listener has got in touch to tell me oftentimes we would go on sub-holidays off-season, for instance when the kids are back in school, but there's a significant increase in the number of families with kids going on holiday during the school terms. All of our close friends with children now go on holidays during the school term. There's no question about it. Pat McKenna is a former principal. Pat now sits on some of the boards of directors for primary and secondary schools. How do you think we tackle this school absenteeism problem, Pat?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, I mean, we have a problem. We see the data. But if we look at the data that's appearing now, it's back from 2022-23. So one of the things is we need to have much more up-to-date live data. So at kind of at a systems level so that we do know what the challenges are. So at a school level, I think schools are trying to engage with parents, engage with students, you know, make sure that they know the importance of school, that being in, better performance, better engagement, a sense of belonging. And if you start losing that through days absences, and you mentioned the 20 days, 20 days at second level means 12% of the school year is gone. That's a huge deficit. And if you add that across the different, you know, students in a class, whether it's for holidays or otherwise, that impacts significantly, not just on that child, but actually on the whole running and the administration of a teacher in a classroom and trying to get through a curriculum. So there's various levels here, systems levels. We do need that extra support from the EWO. By the time a student has missed 20 days, it's too late to be getting a call. That could be, you know, 3/4 of the way through the year. So we need changes and supports at systems level. Schools need to be working with their parents, with the schools, creating those welcoming spaces and stressing the importance of being in. Every day counts.
A listener tells me, Pat, my children went to grade school in New York, and if they missed more than 20 days, they weren't allowed to graduate that grade. It's actually a great incentive for parents to keep the kids in school. Can you imagine if we brought that in here?
You know, well, I think we may not look to the States necessarily for our ways of operating, but I think education has been important in Ireland. It has been important to parents, and we need to get that back. Attendance is a habit. A lot of parents, maybe they got out of that habit. They developed a different sort of habit post-COVID, and we need to try and win back those hearts and minds and develop those habits of positive engagement with school and realising that importance. So I think there is a bit of a carrot and a stick.
Yeah.
Yes, I think that there has to be some consequences, but also we have to work on the positivity and making sure that students wish to, you know, in your vox pop there, a student referred to the curriculum, some of it not suiting her. And I think we see changes in senior cycle that's happening at the moment, which are now designed or looking going forward to make sure that we are engaging those students in possible different pathways.
Well, the Education Minister has talked about this current investment in the Educational Welfare Service, as Simon mentioned to a few moments ago. There's going to be a new national multimedia campaign. This is going to launch in September to try and promote the importance of regular school attendance. Austin Connell is a former university lecturer. Do you think, Austin, something like a multimedia campaign when the new school term resumes in September, is that really beneficial as a way to try and entice parents to keep the kids in school?
I don't think multimedia campaigns reach the people that they need to reach. From listening to the speakers just now, that retired gentleman and yourself have both identified 20 days as being way too long. And when I listen to the statistics, there's obviously the average statistic is all the schools together. There has to be schools with really low, really, really low attendances. If some are up at 93%, there's somebody down there at 40. And you need to identify, I would think, those schools who have the lower attendance rates and put the investment in. If that makes any sense to anyone.
Yeah. So the areas where there's the most children missing, they're the schools that need greater investment.
They do. And I could be controversial and say you could link the children's allowance to the attendance at school. After 10 days, you've warned that if you miss another 10, your children's allowance is at risk. And that would be between the Department of Education, Department of Social Protection. But it would be a penalty. Money concentrates minds, as they say. So, you know, I mean, there's ways around this. There's also, you know, my own daughter, every time she's out, I offer a cert, the school doesn't want it. So, you know, there's some kids are ill and they're genuinely ill and there's doctor certs and they shouldn't be included in the statistics for non-attendance, pure non-attendance. And then there's the lates and kids wandering in, you know, 11 o'clock, which I know of one school locally near, not far from me, that this is a perennial problem. But I think it's education of the parents. I mean, the parents need to be made aware. The parents need to be made aware that the kids need a breakfast going to school. Or the state invests in breakfast clubs like they have in some countries.
Yeah.
You know, get schools in early and feed them. I'm not sure if that's... It doesn't... I don't mean as basic and as brash as I said it. But, you know, get kids in.
You're not the first person, I should say. Some of the texts, even Austin people, suggesting the idea of linking it to some sort of the linking, sorry, absenteeism to child benefit. I mean, you wouldn't even need to go that far. You can look to what they do in the UK. I think a parent can be fined, isn't it? £80 sterling for what they describe as an unauthorised absence. And then if it's not paid in 21 days, it jumps to £160.
Yeah, but then you're into the court system and appeals and, you know, how do you enforce that? It's not a teacher's job. It's not a teacher. None of this is a teacher's job.
No, well, they're not debt collectors.
Teacher's job is there to teach. They're not debt collectors. They're not social workers either. You know, they're very skilled professionals who are there to do a particular job. And they need the support of other professionals and government departments to help them do their job. They don't need kids in school who are exhausted and falling asleep because they've no breakfast, you know, who have ADHD because they've had Coke and crisps for breakfast at 8:30 in the morning. No, sorry, not ADHD, but attention deficit from a sugar high and the carb low by 11 o'clock and they're falling asleep. You know, somebody needs to get out there and start educating what a breakfast is, you know, what nutrition is for kids going to school, what a lunch is. Because, like when I used to lecture, I used to tell my students, doing an exam is like running a marathon. You need a Mars bar halfway through. Mm. There's no point doing an exam if you're exhausted.
Okay.
And it's the same going to school, you know.
Psychotherapist and author Isolde White is joining us as well, Austin. Do you agree with that, Isolde? Like, is there merit in perhaps linking the unauthorised long-term absences of children from school to some sort of child benefit or to payments?
I mean, the research on school absenteeism is that, you know, it's much higher in high support areas, deaf schools, where there's a lot of structural problems. And I don't think further punishing parents in those situations is of any use. It's really about the community working together and you know, really government departments working with the schools. You know, at the moment, school absences are reported twice a year, and really what you need is early intervention when there's regular absences. The other area where there's a big increase in problem and where I would see it is in school refusals since COVID. So there's a lot more school refusal due to mental health issues, really, and due to maybe just that COVID, a lot of kids missed out on key developmental milestones and are struggling in school. And, you know, I just know from working with adolescents with school refusal and working with their parents, trying to access resources for that kind of thing is very, very difficult. And, I think there is a certain amount of absenteeism, which is, you know, parents, you know, I think there's been a bit of a break in the social contract around attendance in school. And I do see that as well. And, you know, kids been taken out of school to go on holidays at more cheap times of the year. But there is much more serious problems underlying the absenteeism than just something like that. You know,
there's a listener, well, quite a few listeners tell me, Isolde, that the real elephant in the room is the amount of free classes that students get in Ireland. This texter says that their son is in third year secondary school, has missed months because of free classes. There's no catch up at all. The free classes are just generally replaced now as a DOS class.
Yeah, I think there probably is. And the teachers on the call would have more information, but there's a struggle to get teachers. And so I think there are periods where secondary school students don't have teachers for particular subjects. And then there are free classes. I mean, we just have to really talk to the teachers and the principals about that.
Yeah.
But I think there has been a break in the contract about attendance in general. And so there is something that needs to be done about that. You know, if the schools could be closed for all of that period of time, and also with parents working from home, you know, it's easier to keep a child home from school if there's a problem going on, whereas before people, you know, you couldn't leave the child at home. So in a way, the school was minding the child. But with a lot more parents working from home, you know, do you want to get into a fight with your kid if they're not going to go to school? Maybe not. So maybe there's an element of that as well.
Listener here, Simon, tells me when you have teachers taking their own children out of school for their own family holidays during the school term, it's no wonder the parents are going to do the same. Does that happen frequently, Simon?
I don't think so. But I mean, I obviously your listener there has
some experience of it.
One of her teachers has some experience of it, but I wouldn't think so. It's I know a lot of people think teachers' jobs are quite nice and everything else, but we don't have the flexibility to take time.
No,
off
I wouldn't have thought teachers
holiday.
Could typically take a week off during school term. I wouldn't have thought so, but I
don't think I'd be authorising much of that now.
Yeah, well, listener here says, I brought my children to Bali towards the end of the school year 2 years ago. My GP, who had to sign the papers for medication for my son, said the travel is an education in itself for children. So good on you, giving them that experience. This is the GP to one parent. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Principal and his children in our school took 10 days off in January. Two teachers took a week at other times as well. I know other teachers taking a week's holiday outside of the school term, or during the school term, I should say, sorry. Another text from another teacher. This is going on so in the schools. Principal and his kids, and then two other teachers in the same school. 10 days in January they'd off for a family holiday, according to this listener as well. 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. That's Simon Lewis, also Pat McKenna, Austin Connell, Isolde White, Tracy as well. Thanks for getting in touch.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
I need an undeniably, certifiably, ridiculously perfect grad gift for, say, $25?
Got it. You need...
Wait. Don't you need to know which grade?
Is it preschool, kindergarten, fifth grade, middle school, or high school?
Oh, yeah.
Then the undeniably, certifiably, ridiculously perfect grad gift is an Ohio 529 plan.
Oh, with $25?
Yep. You can give to an existing account or start one on your own in minutes. Just go to 529 Gift Central at collegeadvantage.com.